Welcome, and thank you for standing by. All lines will be open and interactive throughout the duration of today's conference. To help reduce any background noise, we do ask that you utilize your mute button when not speaking. If you do not have a mute button, you may press star 6 to mute and unmute your line. Today's conference is being recorded. If you do have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I would like to turn the call over to your host for today, Ms. Stephanie Bagot. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thanks, Amy. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the 2011's RTC and Jazz Open Mic Series. The topic today is clear case connectors. My name is Stephanie Bagot, and I work for IBM Rational as a technical support engineer for Rational Team Concert and Jazz. Today, our speaker is Masa Koinuma. Masa Koinuma has been working for IBM for over 14 years in various product development groups, including WebSphere, Rational Application Developer, and Rational ClearCase. He has published several technical articles, books, and patents to help customers adopt Rational products and solutions. Most recently, Masa has been a developer and a component lead of Rational ClearCase and Global Monitor, and has been helping various customers deploy ClearCase and resolving their technical issues. He is now the component lead of ClearCase connectors for the Rational Team Concert team. We will be having a web conference today with presentation material. To join, please go to webdialogs.com/join. That's webdialogs.com/join. Conference ID 3133836. Masa will be sharing his knowledge throughout the hour, but all lines are open, so please feel free to jump in and share your questions and ideas. And now I'll introduce our speaker, Masa. Go ahead, Masa.
Thank you, Stephanie. So this is Masa Koinuma. I'm a ClearCase Connectors component lead. So today's open mic session is about ClearCase Connectors, and I'm going to talk about it. So I assume today's audience is, to some extent, ClearCase customer. Also, you know, this open mic series is for Jazz or RTC, and who is interested in running the team concert as well, or already using the team concert as well as ClearCase, or maybe feeling pressure to run team concert as well as ClearCase. So, yeah, if you don't have anything to do with ClearCase, so this session will be pretty boring, you know. So going to the slide 2, the primary purpose of this session is to understand why you would want to connect ClearCase deployment to the Rational Team Concert and understand how you would connect it. And we provide a number of different types of connectors, and the terminology we used to use is kind of making confusion around the customers. So I'm going to try to clear that up a little bit. Then I'm going to talk about the scenario that makes sense to each different type of connectors. You know, it's not one size that fits to all. So everybody has a different configuration, and we try to address the different, you know, the requirements for those deployments. And then I'll cover more detail about each connector type, starting with ClearCase Bridge, and followed by the ClearCase Synchronizer and importer features. After that, I will share some tips and tricks for setting up the synchronization. And before opening up for Q&As, I'll talk a little bit about the next release of Team Concert that's coming in the ClearCase connector area. And I think I still have plenty of time for Q&A at the end. So why would you want to connect to Rational Team Concert? So this is a picture of the Rational Team Concert. So it's kind of old picture, but our team likes to use this is a good summary for the, of the features in a rational team concert. So on the top left, there's the SGM system in a team concert. So sometimes this may any Crickets customer may feel threatened by that. I know some people feel concerned about there. So what I'm here to tell you is that there's a nice SGM feature in a rational team concert. But if you choose not to use SGM in a team concert, we are not forcing you to use forcing you to switch over the SGM system in order to get the all other benefits of rational team concert. So there's a complementary way of using the ClearCase with rational team concert. So you won't lose any other benefit in other, you know, the features of the team concert when using keep using ClearCase. And the centerpiece in the green section is work items that allows you to break down your work development work into tasks, defects, or enhancements, and keep tracking of those work items or running a queries. So this is kind of important piece of rational team concept that connects all the development artifacts together. So work item can have, you know, the links to the artifacts in SGM systems or build systems or other stuff, and that provides the traceability and the running query in a flexible way, so that provides more productive way of, you know, development. So that's a nice thing of one of the nice thing team concept provides. And also the work item system provides the iteration planning, which is also a nice feature, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that later. And the right-hand side, there's a build system which allows you to submit a build and check the status and see if it passed or fails in a compilation or, you know, the build automated testing. So it's not like a clear make type of thing, and it's more like, you know, that you define build and running on a scheduled basis or run when you need to, that type of thing. And all of these features are based on the Jazz Foundation, which provides process process controlling or enforcement, or, you know, the providing reporting or dashboard kind of features. So this is sort of very, very brief overview of Team Concert. So going in a little bit features deeper. So one of the issues Team Concert is trying to solve is a lack of oversight of what's going on the project. So a lot of times there's a lot of work going on in the project, but it's not been really made visible at a level that allows all interested parties to see it. So it's, you know, another, you know, the really big focus of Team Concert to provide this type of visibility through the web-based UI. And you see the some of the report of the work items, you know, that's a pie chart or bar chart by the severity, or open by the closed work items trend. that kind of thing is available in is made visible in a rational team concert. And you can create your own, or, you know, the project level dashboard, and putting all these, you know, the report together to create that dashboard. And that dashboard is, it's really easy to create, and you can also put the free format text like this, you know, the top left thing, or, you know, that you can put the list of the developers in that team, like in the left middle side. So one of the features in Jazz.net is that the, all the Jazz development we are doing at IBM Rational is made visible to the anybody who has the Jazz.net account. So all of our plans or all of our work items we are doing. So if you want, you can go to jazz.net and see, you know, the how the work item is going, or, you know, the how far we are making progress in the plans. You can see everything in there. So it's kind of optional, but so we've chosen to make it visible so that, you know, the people say, you know, that we submit a request. But and what's going on with that request? So you can just go to the, you know, the jazz.net, and you can see what's being discussed, or, you know, the file, what kind of, you know, the release they're targeted. You can see everything in there. So the key is that there's a, you know, the mechanism in a rational team concept that, you know, that provides, you know, the visibility of the, you know, the work, the development activities. Another feature in a team concert I'm going to talk is planning capability. So it's really convenient for me as a component lead, and so there's, you know, the situation like the project manager is, you know, the, reserving the big conference room and the running on the big spreadsheet and asking each developer, is this done yet or is that done yet? And after the meeting, the project manager will put their meeting result into the tracking system. And, you know, that kind of spreadsheet is only, you know, available for, you know, the email subscribers, and, you know, it's always, you know, being changed, and, you know, nobody knows what's the latest version for the, about that. That kind of thing is something Team Concert wants to resolve. So in the team concert, so we everything is based on the work item, and we don't use the second source of the data to create the project planning. So you don't have to enter the export or import or that kind of thing. So you're accessing those work items from the planning document directory. And, you know, that planning document is a live query of the work item. So, you know, that every time you refresh, you get the live data. So, basically, the every developer, you know, that see their work items assigned to them. And, you know, the update, you know, the status, like, you know, the putting the estimate or, you know, the putting the priorities. And so if, you know, that it's done, so there's a change the state. And all the component reads needs to do is just put a button to create the planning document. That shows all the developers input in a single view. And so based on that, you can, you know, do the workload balancing for those, you know, the developers. That kind of thing is available in that planning document. So in this slide, right-hand side, so, you know, there's the workload bar and the progress bars. So I'm not sure you can really see that, but this bar is mostly horizontal, but it's also vertical. So the horizontal side, so it shows how much you made a progress based on that, the work items you owned and the time you commit to this project. So red indicates, you know, that you don't have enough time to work on that in this iteration. And at the vertical side, you see the, you know, the bottom half is, you know, the green, but the light top half is gray, that kind of thing. So this indicates, you know, the how well you estimate those work items. So, you know, the more you estimate those work items, you get the more accurate picture of how much we are making progress on that project. So this slide is just a screenshot of the jazz.net. So I just want to say that you know, the as well as the rational team concert, we have a couple of nice jazz-based products, like you know, the quality manager for test management tool, or requirements composer for requirements tool. So you can use these tools with a complementary fashion with ClearCase. So they are nothing to do with SGM. So for the connectors, as I said, there's a number of types of the connectors we provide in a team concert. And it's probably a really good idea to understand what the different connector types are and you know, what they do before you plan to deploy them. So starting from the left side, importer, I think everybody understands what the importer, how the importer works. So you see that there, you have a data in one system, and you have to work with another system. So you want to copy the data into another system. That's the situation of the importer. It's just a kind of one-time or short-time thing. It's not permanent connection between two systems. So on the right-hand side, there's a synchronizer. It's more like a permanent connection. So you have a data in one system, and you'd like to see the same data in the other system, but people are making change on the both sides, so you want to copy their data bidirectional. So the importer and the synchronizer is all about the, you know, the copying or replicating the data, and the bridge is a little bit different. So bridge is providing the primary about the traceability, so not about the data replication. So it allows you to create the link between a ClearCase artifact and a team concert work item. So keep that in mind. So I'll go detail about all these later on. And this slide is just mentioning about the ClearCase and the ClearQuest and some other open source development systems like about Zero or SVN. But we have a number of connectors we provide for other IBM products. So the basic product strategy is we provide connectors for the products that predate Jazz platform. So if you are interested in other, you know, the connectors or in the other products connectors, so you can go to jazz.net, and there's a nice summary page about that. You can go to the team concert page and click the integration page there. So now you understand three connector types. So when would you use one versus the other one or another one? So Bridge is mostly for an organization who has a large deployment of ClearCase or, you know, the ClearCase in an enterprise level. But and yet they would like to use Team Concert or Jazz-based products. So, so, you know, the people would like to keep using ClearCase as their SGM system, but they also would like to get the benefit of all other features in the Team Concert or Jazz-based products. That's the situation the Bridge fits, and we provide the linkage of the between ClearCase artifacts and the work item in a Jazz system. So the synchronizer is different from that. So as I said, the synchronizer is replicating information between two systems. And my team calls it Agile Island here. And people always say, what is that? So the idea of the Agile Island is that there's also, you know, that some large deployment of ClearCase or ClearQuest or both in the enterprise level, but some small team or medium-sized team wants to get the full capability of Rational Team Concert. So somewhat we need to copy the data to the Rational Team Concert. But the enterprise level standard is still ClearCase or ClearQuest, so we somewhat get the data back to the ClearCase system as well. So one example scenario is like you know, the team, the small team is would like to be more agile than the other team in the organization, and using the team concert with the SGM system. But the release engineers in the ClearCase side still run, you know, the production Nitro build with ClearMake, and so they also need the data in the ClearCase system. And sometimes, you know, that release engineer needs to, you know, the update some of the files, like updating copyrights or, you know, the quickly fixing the compilation errors or that kind of thing happens. So the data flow is has to be bidirectional. So that kind of scenario best fits to the synchronizer. So basically, the, you know, that we have the same data in the two systems to serve for the different audiences. That's the synchronizer is about. So this slide is trying to convey the concept of the Agile Island. So you see the bottom left side, a flip out that shows the island. and a man is working on the laptop under the, you know, the sunlight. And this is kind of representing the Agile Island, and the people. So far, I really mean to restaurant is not an individual, but that some small team is working happily on the island with team concert. And the right top side, there's also a nice beach that represents clear case. And you know, to show that the clear case, we I attached the V3 screenshot there. So there is the choice of, you know, that there are these clear paths like island or, you know, the beach. Is I really mean to say, you know, that those place people would like to go. So I mean both of them. And the ferries in between is representing the synchronizer. So the, you know, the active development is going on in the Agile Island, and the clear case side, the enterprise activity required to see those data in a clear case system as well. So the ferry is carrying over the data from the island to the clear case beach. And also the clear case side, some, you know, the change is also happening, and we want to carry that data back to the island side. So this is, you know, the two-way data synchronization. So, you know, the data is go back and forth. And you can schedule the time that runs the ferries, or, you know, you can synchronize the data on when you want to on demand. So the bridge is different from that. So the bridge is, as I mentioned, it's a traceability and providing linkage, and you don't have to switch over the clear case, the SGM system from clear case to the rational team concept. So you see the team concept picture in the right bottom, it doesn't have SGM system. This is because we are bridging in a clear case into this picture. So it's not, you know, the data replication or copying the data. So it's just, you know, the providing the linkage of the artifacts in a clear case system with the team concert, and it's allowing the navigation go back and forth. And the importer is kind of straightforward. So you have a data in one system, and you want to move that data to the JET source control. So we also want to support that scenario. So that's still also valid scenario, and the data is copied from the clear case system to the JET source control system. So this slide is kind of, you know, the reference for you for, you know, that you deploy. So, you know, the people sometimes ask what kind of version is supported on the fast, you know, the connector or that kind of thing. So when you think about, you know, the deploying that, so this is a nice summary for that. And so one thing I would mention is that you see the synchronizer is supported since the beginning of the Rational Team Concept 1.0, and the bridge and the importer is supported in a Team Concept 2.0. So this is, you know, the, as I mentioned before, so this is kind of making the, you know, the terminology confusion. So sometimes people who know clear case connectors were old, so people call the Kraken synchronizer, but really means it's bridge or importer. So we call, you know, the all the, these types as a connector, but as each type we use the different terminologies. So going a little bit down detail for the each connector types. So before that, so is there any questions so far? Sounds like nope. So I'm going ahead to the QuickCase bridge. So like I said, so this is providing the linkage between the QuickCase artifact and the JADS-based system. And I didn't really mention what kind of artifact is linked to the what kind of thing. So the bridge in RTC 2.0 provides the linkage from UCM activities to the JADS work items. So I should mention, so this is, you know, the both directions, so, you know, it's not from or to. So, you know, it's between the UCM activities and the JADS work items, and that provides traceability. So it's, you know, the sort of like, you know, that you have planned work items in a team concert, and you can trace down what kind of change you made for that work in a, you know, the QuickCase system. And you can easily make these links, and it's, you know, again, bi-directional. So you can link from trace the link from the QuickCase side, or, you know, you can trace the link from the work item side. So the nice thing for this QuickCase bridge is it doesn't require any special configuration. So you just install CCRC and Rational Team Concert client into a single Eclipse instance. Then it's ready to use. Period. So it doesn't require any server-side configuration or, you know, the client-side, you know, the preference change. So, you know, the once both CCRC and the RTC client is installed, it's ready to use. And QuickCase side also has the bridge system, which allows you to connect QuickCase records with just work items. So you can use both QuickCase bridge and QuickCase bridge in a single deployment, so that, you know, that you can trace from, you know, the QuickCase record and connect it to the work items, and the work item is connected to the UCM activities. That's you know, the really nice scenario. And we, since, you know, that the RTC already has the STM system, so we try to, you know, the, make the look and feel close to that STM system to associate the change set to the work item, or the, you know, the QuickCase case the UCM activities to the work items. The other thing I'd like to mention is about OSLC. So OSLC stands for Open Services for Lifecycle Collaboration. It's a, you know, the industry standard for the web access for the, you know, the configuration management, or, you know, the lifecycle collaboration artifacts, such as RTC's work items. So as I mentioned, so the work items have the links, and the links are accessible via the OSLC. And the reason I'm mentioning the OSLC here is the you know, accessing the link from OSLC means that you can write some, you can access the work items from the command line, which means you can write some clear case triggers for the those for this, you know, the OSLC access. So we actually are writing some article about that, which is not quite ready as of now, but will be ready soon. So, you know, that will be posted soon in jazz.net. So if you are interested, stay tuned on jazz.net. And the team concert 3.0, so we added some more nice features. So in a previous slide, I mentioned about the UCM activities, but in a 3.0, so we also support base clear case for bridge. So what it really means is that you can link version as a folder or files version to the work items. So you can go create the navigation and you know, you can link navigate from back and forth between the work items and the clear case files or, you know, the directories versions. So it's sort of, you know, the you know, the jazz work item stands in for the change set in you know, the base clear case. So it's not literally the change set, because, you know, you can't deliver that change set to the, you know, the higher branch. But the you know, the concept is that, you know, that you have a capability to make a set of the versions as you know, the single work item that represents that represents. And also the way it is implemented is like you know, that the UCM's case, you know, the current activity is kind of similar to the UCM's current activity, but so you can set the current work item in a RTC system, and after that you check in those versions are recorded to the linkage to that current work item. So after you set that current work item, you don't have to set the linkage manually. And the support about the dynamic builds. So, you know, the ClearCase remote client currently only supports web views, and so Bridge for the CCRC supports web views only because CCRC only supports web view. But I think many of you heard the ClearCase direction about the evolving the CCRC into the unified ClearCase client to support the multiple view types, like dynamic views or snapshot views. So that will come in the future. And when it comes, we provide the first-class integration in the ClearCase bridge to support this type of work item and versions, or, you know, the UCM activity linkage with unified client. In the meantime, we still hear the requirement to support bridge in a dynamic build, and we provide that kind of capability in a ClearCase SGM adapter. So ClearCase SGM adapter is kind of predated before CCRC, and but still supports the dynamic builds, and it's based on Eclipse technology. So if you already have, you know, the SGM adapters deployed, so you can, you know, the, just you know, the install that on the same Eclipse instance with Team Concert, and it's ready to use this bridge capability. So the following slides, I put a couple of the screenshots about that. So I'll go through those quickly. So the Cricket, sure. And is it a question? Looks like no. So the oh, it's time. We don't have we only have 15 minutes, so I'm gonna really quick about that. So the bridge interface. So this, this screenshot is ClearCase details view in the CCRC that shows the activities. And when you right-click on activities, you see the associate work items, open work items, or remove work items. From these three menus, you can make the linkage or, you know, the navigate that linkage. And the ClearCase bridge user interface in the work item side. So this screenshot, the top half is the work item editor, and it has a link to the UCM activities. And when you open that, you see the properties in the lower half like that. And you can open the, you know, the change set from there. So this slide is talking about the traceability I was talking. So from the top left, you have, you know, the Agile planning document, and it lists all the work items planned for that iteration. And if you open up that one work item, you see the links to the UCM activities. That's on the right-hand side. And if you open up the UCM activity, you see the properties of that work, that UCM activity. And you can see the change set associated with that activity in another view. That's you know, the bottom right thing. And you can trace back from there the change set to UCM activity to the work item and the planning document. So that's the traceability I was talking about. And in the base ClearCase side, so similar menu is available. So you can just right-click on the files, and you see the same menus like associate work items, open work items, remove work items. And so in the work items editor, you see all the versions associated with these work items. And from that, you can trigger the regular ClearCase operations, like compare with predecessor, or show version tree, or show history. And so when you set the current work item for this in the Team Concert environment, then after that you check out checking all those versions are associated to those, this in the work item. So similarly, this is the screenshot of the SGM adapter. And it shows the, you know, the activities in a SGM activity items view. You see, you know, those three three menus to have the linkage with work items. Similarly, you can put set the work item as a current one, and you can, you know, the, you don't have to worry about the linkage, and it's automatically associated to the work item. And you, when you try to open the, you know, the UCM activities, you see this, you know, the traditional way of, you know, the showing the properties in the GUI. And for the versions, similar, you know, the compare with predecessor or show version 3 or show history, that kind of menu is available. So the Kriakis synchronizer and the importer. So sometimes people confuse with it's, you know, the, an alternative of the multi-site, but it's different. So it's not a full version data or metadata synchronization or import. So SGM system in JAS is, you know, the, you know, the these are, you know, the SGM system, so they share the same concept, but the some of them are different. So it's not a full copy of the data. But the flip side of that is you can, you know, configure what you want to replicate in the system. So when you create the set up the synchronization, you can choose one stream in the ClearCase side and one stream in the JAS side to, you know, set up the synchronization. Or base ClearCase side, so you can choose a branch for that, and you know, choose a stream for the in the JAS system, and make the, you know, the map those to run the synchronization. And you can also you know, pick the folders or files to synchronize. So it's not, you know, all the data synchronization. If you want to do that, so you can still, you know, choose the Bob route for that. Anyway, and you can schedule the synchronization, and when you know, you can synchronize when it, you want. So it's, you know, the schedule based, or, you know, when you want, you can run it immediately. And the importer allows the historical data to be brought over, as well as the latest data. So it's running with, you know, the, through the baselines of the strings, and you know, the copy all the stuff or, you know, the selected baselines. And the base clear case is kind of tricky, but using the label types to copy the data. And conflict is, you know, the sometimes happens, and that's, you know, the also in the part of the scenario. And you can, you know, the merge those conflicts in the JAS SGM user interface to resolve those conflicts. And in RTC 3.0, so it has a big performance improvement in the first time import. So sometimes it's, you know, the 3 times to 8 times faster. That's a very, very big improvement. And some other nice improvement, like adding new command lines or, you know, the tracing options are available. You can see the detail of the 3.0 enhancement in our new and noteworthy from the previous 3.0 milestones. And tips and tricks for the synchronizer. So the synchronization is a data copying, so and you know, it's running on a, you know, the regular basis. So it's not something you get freely or lightly. So you need you know, the machine resource to run the synchronization, and you know, the some sort of the administration for that. So it's not it's a lightweight thing. So you you have to consider if that makes sense to you or not. So these points are all collected when, you know, we are interacting with field team or customers. So all those are something somebody experienced. So, you know, we are learning from the experience. I'm so sincere that we don't have much time, so I'm not going to go detail about this thing, but the point is don't pay the overhead of the synchronizing data if you don't need that the data in two places. So if you, you know, just run and work with the team concept, you don't have to, you know, copy that data back to the Cricket system or vice versa. So, and if you if the deployment of the synchronizer makes sense to you, so plan it carefully about that. And so select the team to work with the team concert. It's not good idea that, you know, that some developer is working on the team concert and some developer is working in the clear case. So let's do the synchronization of the, all the data. So that's more than more trouble than you can take on. And when you set it up, test it, test the configuration with small deployment initially. So you can start with small synchronization and add it later. So that you know, the synchronizing big data from the beginning is probably not a good idea. So we have, you know, the team concert server and the clear case system, and the synchronization is going on. So you have to tune a bit about your, you know, the deployment. And the last thing is, so the performance of the synchronization is based on the, you know, the number of the files you copy or, you know, the synchronize. So the initial import of the performance of the initial import is proportional to the number of the files you copy in. And the synchronization is also proportional to the number of the changes happened in between. So the I'd like to talk about the, a bit about the, you know, the RTC next release. So the bridge side, as I mentioned, we keep aligned with the ClearCase unified ClearCase client direction. When it comes, we provide the seamless integration to provide the bridge linkage or between, you know, the ClearCase artifacts and RTC work items. And synchronizer and importer side, we are making good performance improvement again. And I really like to, you know, just share that number, but it's not, you know, the official number is not ready yet. So, but it's a good number of the improvement. And the scalability improvement. So, like, you know, the importing 10,000 files, 50,000 files, 100,000 files. So we are improving this kind of big number of files importing situation. So it doesn't mean that, you know, that you can't import those number of files right now, but so in the new versions, it requires less machine resource to run these large number of importing. And we also provide the Visual Studio project file conversion. So Visual Studio project file has the name has the STM convert provider's name in that file, and if we provide the, you know, the conversion of the, that project files, so that you can easily integrate Visual Studio with the team concept or ClearCase site. So the last page is reference. I think that's all I want to cover. Sorry for, you know, the rushing up the, you know, the later half of that. I'd like to open up the line for the any questions.
Okay, since there seems to be no questions, feel free to post on the jazz.net forums or email me or Masa with any additional questions you have. Before we conclude the session, I would like for all of you to stay on the line as the operator will ask you a feedback question. Amy, can you please do this now?
Thank you. We will now begin the polling question. Today we have one question. Was this session useful? Please press star 1 for yes, star 2 for no, or star 3 for somewhat useful. Once again, was this session useful? Star 1 for yes, star 2 for no, or star 3 for somewhat useful. This ends today's polling question.
Thanks, Amy. And this concludes the session for today. I just want to thank MASA for joining us, as well as all of you for participating. Join us next week when we will discuss the new data warehouse and reporting in RTC 3.0 with guest speaker James Moody. Bye, everyone.